Today, we got a break from the impeachment hearings, but if you've been paying attention, you've likely heard a Ukrainian name that Republicans have been throwing around a lot.
Are you aware of the role that investigative journalist Mr. Leshenko?
And when Mr. Leshenko...
Leshenko was reported to...
That would be Sergei Leshenko. He's a former member of Ukraine's parliament. He's also an investigative journalist who got hold of what's called the Black Ledger. It's a handwritten manuscript detailing the corruption of former Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. Somehow the ledger got snuck out of Yanukovych's party headquarters and sent to Sergei Leshenko. Many Republicans say the Black Ledger is a forgery and was put out there to link Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, to corruption in Ukraine. Leshenko says that storyline is not even close to the truth.
I can state again and again that Black Ledger is a real document. Black Ledger is not about Manafort. It's about Ukrainian corruption. And Manafort was mentioned there only 22 numbers of times. Black Ledger is 800 pages for 5-year period of corruption. And of course, it's most corruption mainly focused on Ukrainian politics.
Where do you think the so-called conspiracy came from?
This conspiracy came from Rudy Giuliani and his Ukrainian associates, plus former Ukrainian prosecutor general. I'm talking about Mr. Lutsenko, not Leshenko. Leshenko, it's me. I'm talking about Mr. Lutsenko. Sometimes
gotcha. In
American media, it's like some mistakes or some mixture of our names. So I'm talking about Mr. Lutsenko, who was ready to provide any information, even fake information, to Americans, to Rudy Giuliani, just to keep his position after presidential election. And Mr. Giuliani was happy to believe in this information. First, because this was provided by actual prosecutor general, and he maybe could not believe that prosecutor can lie. And second, because this information was totally in frame of conspiracy theory, which Mr. Giuliani constructed. And that is why American president was ready to believe that there was like conspiracy theory against him and so on and so forth.
Why do you think they're still talking about it?
Now for them, it's a protection strategy. It's a defense strategy in impeachment inquiry to change the focus, to switch the focus from American side to Ukrainian side. Let's say not to talk about the call of American president to Ukrainian president, but to talk about 2016, to talk about Manafort and so on and so forth. But Mr. Manafort was found guilty by your judges, your grand jury, and Mr. Manafort pled guilty by himself. It's not a relevant argument at all.
I'm curious, Sergei. I mean, this op-ed that you wrote in the Kyiv Post, Republicans keep lying about me at impeachment hearings. This is the second op-ed you've written trying to clear your name to American audiences. Why even get involved? Why respond?
I want to be an investigation built on clear and real facts. I don't want to continue this fake narrative in American establishment, in American media, in American society.
But don't you feel like this might actually put you in even hotter water? I mean, Republicans might look at you and cast all of this and what you're saying as actively trying to be part of the impeachment of Trump.
Oh, I don't think so. My idea is just to clean my name from this fake allegation, to show what happened really in this situation.
And are you also keen on just improving the relationship between the U.S. and Ukraine?
Oh, of course, my idea is to have bipartisan support of Ukraine. At the same time, now in U.S., there is a political process, and my opinion, it's almost impossible to restore good relations until the end of election, because Ukrainian card will be played by both sides until the end. That is why this relations, U.S.-Ukraine relations, is very important, and I believe for American politicians, it's very important to stop playing Ukrainian card.
Have you been called to attend the hearings or even testify?
No. No, never, never. I think I would be happy to do this. If I'm invited, I would be happy to do this, but it should be invitation from side of Americans.
Sergei Leshenko, a journalist in Kyiv. He's a former Ukrainian MP. Sergei, thank you.
Thank you for your call.